This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgina.
What type of books do you like to read, Georgina?
I love reading crime fiction. You know, detective stories by authors like Ruth Rendell or Agatha Christie.
Really? Do you find them relaxing?
I wouldn't say relaxing exactly, but I get really involved in the story, trying to work out who the murderer is, then finding out on the last page.
That's interesting, because today we'll be looking at how books can help us relax and feel more alive during troubled times. We'll be finding out how reading is one of the best ways to find relief from the pressures of modern life.
Neil, are you talking about bibliotherapy?
Amazing detective skills, Georgina. Exactly. Bibliotherapy is the prescription of books as a remedy to sickness. It's been around since 2013, when the UK charity Reading Agency published a list of books that doctors could offer to patients, tackling topics from depression to dementia to chronic pain.
Since then, 1.2 million readers have borrowed the scheme's books from libraries. It's so successful that it's about to be extended to children as well.
I wonder which books have been most popular over that time. In fact, that's my quiz question for today. What is the best-selling book of all time? Is it A, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling, B, A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, or C, Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes?
I'll say A, Harry Potter.
Okay, well, we'll find out later if you are right. In bibliotherapy, people meet up to read together. Professor Philip Davis, who runs these reading groups, believes they help the participants come more alive. Here he is speaking to BBC Radio 4's You and Yours about what he's discovered.
Above all, that it's not to do with scanning, with quick reading when they're reading literature. If they're just scanning, if you're just looking for information, you go fast, it's very easy, it's automatic. But when literature begins to do something more complicated than that, in an area that emotionally you care about, the brain begins to work from different parts, from a different hemisphere, and it gets excited. It gets pre-emotional. You can see the brain coming to life. And it's that life that is important in terms of these reading groups.
One type of reading is scanning, reading quickly in order to find specific information or skimming the page to get a general understanding.
But the real therapy happens when a group reads literature, written works such as novels, poems, or plays, which are thought to have artistic merit. When group members read literature, their brains get excited and start working from a different hemisphere, a word meaning half a sphere, usually half the earth, or in this case, the human brain.
Reading literature in this way makes both the left and right hemisphere of the brain come to life, start to be activated again after a quiet period.
And it's this coming to life that proves the therapeutic effects of bibliotherapy. Here's Professor Davis again, explaining how the benefits of group reading are observed.
There are two methods, really. You can have ECG, where you put electrodes on the scalp and it measures electricity so that you can have a print-off of a graph of the sudden leaps that can happen at particular moments in reading a poem or a short story. Or you can go into the scanner, the fMRI, and there the blood flow, the oxygen, indicates again changes in the configuration of the brain as it takes in this new stimulus.
The benefits of reading literature with others can be felt by group members as they begin to feel more alive and able to cope with life's ups and downs. But they can also be measured scientifically by recording brainwave activity.
This can be done by carefully attaching metal wires called electrodes to the reader's scalp, the skin under the hair on the head.
Brain activity is then measured by giving the reader a stimulus, something that encourages activity in people. In this case, it could be a poem or novel to read.
Or something really stimulating, like a detective story.
Or a work of literature, which reminds me of today's quiz question. I asked you to name the most popular book of all time, and you said...
A. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Which is definitely the most popular book in the 21st century, but number one of all time, selling over 500 million copies, is C. Cervantes' Don Quixote. And there's even a detective in it.
Today we've been discussing the therapeutic effects of meeting up with others in a reading group to read literature, writing of artistic value such as stories and poetry.
In contrast to scanning, reading quickly to find facts, reading groups use literature as a stimulus, something that encourages activity in people.
Reading stimulates both the left and right hemispheres, the two halves of the brain, and increases emotional activity, which can be measured on the scalp, the skin under the hair on a reader's head.
All of which helps people dealing with trauma to come to life, feel active and more alive after a quiet period.
Right, that's it. I'm off to the library.
If only you could. Thanks for listening, and remember you can find many more stimulating topics and vocabulary here at 6 Minute English on BBC Learning English. Bye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English
from the BBC.